Welcome back to the Style Stories podcast with me, your host, personal stylist, Lisa Gilby. And this is a podcast that discusses everything to do with style, image and fashion for those of us over 40. So even if you're a big lover of fashion or you've got a bit lost with your style, you don't know what to do after the pandemic with your wardrobe, stay right here. We've got lots of tips and tricks for you. We cover everything from going grey to what to wear over 40, where to shop, how to get a capsule wardrobe, personal style, decluttering. We cover it all. Hope you enjoy today's episode. Everyone, how are you doing? It's Friday today and we've made it to October already. I can hardly believe it. This whole year has just totally whizzed past. We're in our autumn winter clothes this week. I took down all my autumn winter jumpers and dresses and things like that from the loft and swapped them out. So I got rid of all my summer stuff, wrapped it all up, packed it all away and put that up in the loft to get ready for the new season. If this is something that you do, if you're like me, you haven't got much wardrobe space, it definitely makes everything a lot easier because you can then see more clearly the outfits that you're wearing day to day. So it's about reducing the visual clutter. So I do always recommend separating out the summer and the autumn stuff. If you want to listen to some of my previous episodes all about decluttering, I think I've done about 4 episodes. I've had experts join me. Go back and have a look at those. I won't talk about decluttering anymore, but I just wanted to kick off with that about the fact that we are in autumn and it's time to get the boots out. So today's episode is all about boots, and I've pulled together an edit of the most useful boots I think you can have in your wardrobe. So the ones that are going to help you to create good outfit options. This is based on my years of helping people with their wardrobes to make sure that they've got all the outfits they need for every occasion. So that's something that a personal stylist does for someone, is that they don't just go out and buy people nice clothes with them. It's not just a case of getting a few nice things. It's about making sure the entire wardrobe flows so you're not standing in front of the wardrobe going, oh my God, I've got nothing to wear. Right, so let's get straight into it today. Just quickly though, snow boots, moon boots are back in fashion. Who had a pair of moon boots when they were a kid? I loved my moon boots. You feel like you're walking on air. You feel like you're walking on a cloud with those. Well, they're back in fashion. You don't even have a left or a right. You just chuck your feet in and off you bounce. So they're absolutely brilliant. So you'll be seeing quite a lot of moon boots around this season. So if you are living somewhere that's cold, then that's a really perfect solution. I think moon boots should be around all the time because they are incredibly comfortable and practical and warm, of course. But my whole list isn't all about practical boots. I just wanted to mention as an aside that moon boots are definitely making a comeback this season. So this is the breakdown of the boots that I recommend you have in your wardrobe. So you do need one pair of snow boots or practical boot, like the moon boot or a pair of snow boots, kind of like Timberland style maybe. Boden, I've seen this season, have got some really nice fur-lined Timberland style boots. Some gorgeous black ones my client got with me on Sunday, actually. Black suede Timberland style boots with cream fur inside and a really nice red lace. And the red laces really set it off. So that is in my edit, first of all, the Boden Timberland style kind of practical boot that you would wear. You know, something that you're not going to mind getting dirty. I think we all need a pair of these practical boots in our wardrobe. Number two is for day to day, I recommend getting some kind of flat, chunky-ish boot to go with dresses, to go with jeans, for when it's really, really freezing, something you're not going to do your back in because it's got a heel and you're struggling around in heels. I mean, I don't wear heels anymore anyway, but you know, something that you can run from A to B in really quickly and that is stylish. So that would be something like a biker boot. What you're going to be seeing a lot of around this season is chunky boots. Boots are super, super chunky this season. You may have noticed already, there's lots of track-soled boots. If you look at Russell and Bromley's website, have a look at that website. They're always a really good barometer of what's really hot in the shops. And everything is really super chunky. Lots of platform boots. We're still in that 70s trend. If you're a petite lady, then this is fantastic because platforms actually are really comfortable to walk in because you're not tilted as with a heel. So it's quite flat, comfortable, practical. Still a nod to this 70s trend, retro trend that we're seeing at the moment. Russell and Bromley have got a gorgeous pair of tan brown boots that are just like Stella McCartney boots at the moment. So have a look at their website. Everything I'm talking about today, you can see on my edit. So I'm going to put a link. I've created an edit. I've pulled it together with a mood board called Hue and Stripes. It's a company called Hue and Stripe. And you can click, you can look at the mood board and you can click and buy it directly from the mood board. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. Also, you can see it in my Facebook group. So if you're not in my Facebook group, come along and join. If you're on Facebook, it's well worth joining. Style Power with Lisa Gilby. The reason I created it is because I can be more engaged with the people in the group. So you can pipe up and ask me questions. You can watch from the sidelines if you want and not get involved. You can just look at all the content, or you can get involved and I can get to know you a bit more. It's a bit more personal and it's more of a community. This edit I'm talking about today is available in the Facebook group. And as I said, I'm also going to put a link to this catalogue or this mood board that you can shop from in the show notes under this podcast. So where are we? Right, we've gone day to day. So we've got our practical moon boots. We've got our Timberland style Bowden kind of snow boots. So I think you can have one or the other. Also, we've got the day to day biker boots or track soled chunky boots. So another example of those would be a pair of classic Dr. Martens or a classic Dr. Martin Chelsea boot, or just a pair of Chelsea boots, but with a nice chunky sole. I highly recommend getting those. They're practical. You can throw them on and they look cool as well. Next on the list for work, if you work in a smart casual environment, actually, if you work in a corporate environment as well, then I highly recommend getting either a pair of block heel black suede ankle boots, or if you're more of a kitten heel, like stiletto type person, get a kitten heel or a stiletto pointed leather pair in black ankle boots. So these are a smart ankle boot that you can wear when you need to ramp it up a bit, when you need to be a bit more polished, a bit more professional. So if I was doing a presentation in a lawyer's firm, you know, and I'm a lawyer, for example, I would want to be wearing something that makes me look like I'm professional. I wouldn't be wearing a Dr. Martin boot. I would be wearing either the suede block heel ankle boot, or I'd be wearing maybe a pointed leather pair, you know, something like that that suits my style personality. But the point is, it's not a casual boot. It's a smart boot. And this really is going to save you many times during autumn, winter, when you've got, you know, something where you need to be a bit more elevated and a bit more professional for. So whether that be perhaps an interview, so, you know, a meeting, things like that, these are going to be a real go-to reach for item. I really love the boots, the block heel suede ankle boots that they have in And Other Stories. I also think Dune are really, really good. If you've got wide feet, then I would look at M&S. If you've got wide feet or larger feet, definitely M&S. They do a wide fit. Next, also do a wide fit, this kind of boot as well. All of these are on my mood board. So I would say highly, highly recommend getting a really smart pair of black suede or leather ankle boots with whatever heel you fancy, whatever heel you can handle, but just make sure they're smart. I would also suggest as well for work, getting a splash of colour. If you're bold enough, a red ankle boot looks really, really stylish. So maybe you've got navy head to toe, or you've got a really smart midi dress. Putting on a pair of suede red ankle boots, it's just a little style twist that you can add, a bit of excitement, a bit of interest. We don't all want to dress the same. You know, you don't want to blend in all the time. So that would just add a bit of flair and a bit of personality. So look for a red suede ankle boot again, And Other Stories, but also LK Bennett. They do really, really, really good ankle boots, smart ankle boots. And the thing with LK Bennett as well is that all their shoes are Italian made at the same place that makes shoes like Prada and things like that. They're really, really high quality. I always look out for the LK Bennett sale because they've always got amazing bargains to be had. So look for red. Or the other thing you could do is leopard print, a leopard print boot. This might sound a bit racy for a smart boot, but leopard or snakeskin is now really considered a bit of a neutral. So if you'd like to elevate your outfit, say if you work in a corporate environment, you're wearing, like I said before, head to toe navy, or you've gone for, you know, winter white, something tonal, which I really like. So maybe a beige top with beige trousers and then snakeskin boots. That's a really lovely look. Or beige with the red boots, or all black with the snakeskin boots or leopard print. You know, it really does add just a little bit of style, personality, and you know, what is fashion for is to make us feel good and to make us feel excited about our outfit and to stand out in the right way and to feel confident and all those things. So this is just adding a little bit of a style twist to your outfit and making it a bit more exciting to wear. So they're my workwear boot recommendations. The other thing as well that is over the knee boots. Now, knee high and over the knee boots are stylish, and again we're in this 70s trend. So Cezanne have a great pair of tan leather knee-high boots that look like they're literally just out of the 70s. I love them. You could see them in a Woody Allen film on one of the actresses, you know, with a trench coat, that kind of thing. I love them. Even though skinny jeans are not really in at the moment, I don't slavishly follow trends, so I do like skinny jeans tucked into over the knee boots with a long cardigan or a long trench coat to give that interesting silhouette and look like you're really wearing an outfit. Knee-high boots obviously are really good under midi dresses, maxi dresses, that kind of thing. Skirts, they just look brilliant. And I prefer ones that hug the ankle rather than ones that are slouchy. But I'm going to go into a bit more detail now about different boots that are going to suit different body shapes. So one of my clients a few weeks ago, she is a pear shape. She's absolutely tiny on the top, and then her legs and her calves and her ankles are proportionately bigger than her top half. She struggles to find knee-high boots and over-the-knee boots that fit. She can never do them up. And actually as well, when she buys ankle boots, a bit of her ankle kind of goes over the side of the top of the ankle boot, and it's not a nice look. So what I would recommend for that is if you're pear-shaped and you've got quite wide ankles, a sock boot will work. So for an ankle boot, look for sock boots because they are elasticated at the top and they hug the ankle rather than being leather and harsh and hard and too tight and cutting you off. So look for a soft suede or cloth, which sounds wrong, but it's sort of like a neoprene type material, boot material, usually come in suede, sock boot. So that could work really beautifully for you if you've got wider ankles. But let's get even more specific. If you're going knee high or over the knee, you do need to go to a specialist company or someone that recognizes that you need a bit of stretch in these boots. So don't go all leather. Go for the ones that have elastic at the back of the calf, or go to a specialist like Duo Boots. That's D-U-O, Duo Boots. They have 7 different widths of boot. I mean, they really are, they know what they're doing. The shop is in Covent Garden, so we are all different shapes and sizes. You know, hardly any of us can fit into off the peg things, really. You know, a lot of people need to have clothes slightly tailored. Well, boots is definitely a tricky one because they make them, it seems like one size fits all. So Duo Boots have 7 different widths, so check them out. Also, a really good tip is Erica Davis, who is a stylist. She has done a line. She's done a new range with John Lewis that's about to drop in the shops now. So Erica Davis for John Lewis. She has done wider fit, knee high and over the knee boots for ladies who can't fit into the, you know, off the peg, one size fits all knee high or over the knee boots. Now I do love these kinds of boots because I just think over the knee boots are sexy, and I think knee high boots are ticking the 70s trend. But again, like I said, they look great under dresses. It looks really, really elegant and cool, especially with all the midi and maxi kind of 70s vibe thing that I keep mentioning, but that is totally around at the moment. Then that kind of thing's perfect. I've got a pair of knee high boots from Russell and Bromley that I've had
since before I got married. So I've been married for 15 years and they are still in absolutely great nick. So I always highly recommend Russell and Bromley for really well-made boots. And these are all on the mood board with the link underneath in the show notes underneath this podcast. So Duo Boots and Erica Davis for John Lewis, if you struggle to fit into knee height and over the knee boots. Also as well, M&S do the wide fit, and they also do the wider calf fit boots as well, if you want those, because, you know, I think these are just a super handy boot to have in your wardrobe. Then you've really covered all the bases. So with all of these boots that I've suggested here, there's something for everything. There's the practical, which is the moon boot or the snow boot. You've got your smart work boot. You've got your flat biker boot or chunky boot to make sure your wardrobe is on trend and up to date. And you've got something you can chuck on to do errands in on a Saturday, that kind of thing. And you look, you know, really that you're keeping your wardrobe current and up to date. We've also got some suggestions of smart work boots I had in there. So I had some red, put some red in there, maybe some leopard, maybe some snake print. But make sure, as well as your day-to-day biker boot or your chunky boot, your Chelsea, your DM, those kinds of things, that you have also got something smart for when you need to elevate, or you've got a smart work occasion. And then we've got the knee-high boots or the over-the-knee boots. And I've given you a couple of options, three options for specialist size boots as well. So anyone that's got wide feet, wider calves, wide ankles, go Duo Boots, Erica Davis for John Lewis, or M&S. Finally, I'm going to throw a curveball because I love a curveball. Anyone who's shopped with me before in real life, my one-to-one personal styling clients will know that I like to push them a bit out of their comfort zone. So I always make sure I get to know the person really well so I know their inherent personal style. That is absolutely crucial to being a good stylist. It would be ridiculous if I dressed everyone like me and how I like to dress. Now, I know people need to look at how I dress and think, you know, does she have style? Do I like her style? But it means that I need to make sure that I get their style, which obviously is going to be different to mine. And it, you know, wherever they work is going to have an impact on that, where they live in the world, all sorts of different factors that I think about. Now, the curveball, I like to throw in things that push people slightly outside their comfort zone. So I'm going to say metallic boots are today's curveball. So I've done all the practical boot, the boots that are going to make sure you've got something in your wardrobe for every occasion. You're sorted. You're not going to be struggling with footwear throughout autumn, winter. A pair of metallic silver or gold boots is going to really elevate the outfit when you go to the pub, when you go to a party, even in the day. They've got a fantastic pair of gold boots in Anthropology that are chunky track soled boots. Like I've mentioned before, they're really hot at the moment, really in fashion, these chunky boots. And they're very pale gold metallic. They're absolutely lovely. They would look great with dresses and skirts and jeans and trousers and all those things that I've mentioned. Silver, though, silver boots are neutral. Silver is classed as a neutral. It's harder to match gold with other colors. Silver goes with literally everything, every single color. It's a neutral. So if you want to play it a bit more safe, look out for some silver metallic boots to really elevate your outfit. Bring some excitement, bring some sparkle into your wardrobe. I'm a total Magpie shopper. I'm always attracted by the glitter and the glitz, but it does give you that joy that we need from our wardrobe, because at the end of the day, getting dressed should be fun. So I hope you enjoy the edit, and don't forget you can click and shop directly from the board. The link is under here, under the podcast, in the show notes. Or come along and join me in Style Power with Lisa Gilby over in my Facebook group. And I'll see you there. See you next time. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Please do get in touch if there's anything specific you'd like me to cover. Email Lisa at lisagilbystyle.com. And please don't forget to subscribe and leave me a review. It really would mean the world to me.